Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
So download the materials if you want, and also to notice, next week I'm doing a lesson, a special lesson really, on the topic of media, because I started to think about how can I survive without the media. Could I survive for 7 days without the media, for example, without radio, without TV, without things like Facebook, Twitter, newspapers, magazines? It's a kind of a personal challenge for me. I want to see whether I can do it, and as I put here, you're welcome to try as well, if you want to try that, or maybe you can already can manage quite well without the media. Yeah, I rely on the media to keep up to date, to find out the latest everything, so it's going to be hard for me. I've started now from this point. Yeah, so no more Facebook for a while, no more newspapers, online news, radio. Yeah, could be difficult, but next Saturday at this time I will report back and tell you how I've got on. I hope I don't slip and have a few minutes on Facebook. Nadia thinks I will survive it. Yeah. Okay. I will try. It's also to look at the what is media, what is the nature of media, and it's been interesting to study it, really think about it, and why do we rely on it, and do we need it? Do we need to know? You know, do I need to know that one of my friends in England is having a barbecue today? Do I need to know that, really? That my probably the answer is no. Yeah. Why do I want to know that? This is the sort of question. So Ricardo saying he wouldn't survive. So this is what we're going to look at and study next week. I'll tell you how it went. For the same reason, why do I need to know if somebody's been murdered in Newcastle? It's not really news for me. Do I need to know that? But it's maybe front page of the news. It's the first story on the radio. Yeah. We need to know our nearest and dearest are safe and sound, saying Nadia. Yeah, I need to know about my family, what news about them, but about other families? I don't know. We'll see next week. Okay, that is the trailer, if you like. And if I can't survive, you'll see me that I'm back on Facebook, like a slave to it, yeah. Okay, let's start then, because we promised phrasal verbs, and I'm sure that's what we want today, is phrasal verbs. So I've got 20 phrasal verbs which have some sort of connection to media. Don't forget, we're looking at media as four categories: radio, TV, journalism, that's newspapers and magazines, and new media, that's like things like websites, podcasting, online stuff. Yeah. So I'm going to do this differently from the last time when we did phrasal verbs. Here I've given you the information so you can see 20 phrasal verbs, and also you can see the definitions, yeah? So, because I want to use the phrasal verbs today, I want to actually use them in a sentence. So we won't focus on learning the phrasal verbs, because I'm going to give you, I've given you the info, yeah? You can download this page here, and then I recommend you have it, because we can't always keep two pages on this screen, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So you could have the phrasal verbs open on your computer, and if you're listening online, that's what you should do as well. Or you could print it out if you want. Oh, we've got a special bar here moving up and down, and I've still got this point, I think. Any phrasal verbs here that are very new to anybody, type in the box if you see anything unfamiliar, because I think you know some of these phrasal verbs, like login, pew, login. Yeah, log into a website. I think you know that one, for example. Shut down. We mean to close. Yeah, to close. For example, shut down a computer. Also, to shut down a business. So, some which are unfamiliar, then. Nadia's helping me out here. She's saying trade up. To trade up is to upgrade something. So if I'm buying a new mobile, I maybe will trade up, get the next, the better model, a better one, and throw the other one in the bin, and then let it biodegrade naturally over thousands of millennia. Yeah, something like that. Cut down on, that's reduce. Go after is pursue. So, for example, if somebody is chasing you, they are going after you. To chase or pursue is go after. Sell out means like you sell everything you have. So, for example, the new iPod has sold out. There's none left. It's so successful. It's a sellout. Maybe the concert tickets have sold out, and we even have a noun form, which is a sellout. A sellout. Yeah, like the gig, the Killers gig was a sellout. Go ahead is phrasal verb, yeah, to go ahead. Phrasal verb, it's verb, usually one syllable verb. Yeah, plus particle, which is either adverb or preposition. Yeah, welcome Maria, thanks for coming. Go ahead, so that's definitely phrasal verb. You can notice it because they look distinctive. There's verb and then preposition or adverb. To begin is to start something. Yeah, to start. Any more unfamiliar ones here? Scroll down, it's what I'm doing now with the page. At the right side of the screen, there's a scroll bar. Maybe you have this word in your language, to scroll down. And scroll up is the opposite, of course. Yeah. Okay, anything else unfamiliar? I think you know these, and I've given you the definitions. Join in, That's what you're doing now in the lesson, participate. Wow, it's great, the pointer, because for people listening on the podcast, I should explain, the pointer now has a function, animation. When I click it, there's some circles are going in into the page, so it looks really amazing. It draws the attention. So that's why I was making the noise like pew. But of course on the podcast that noise might just be annoying, I think. Yeah. Good. Everybody's I think happy with that. So this is the main thing that we're going to do. It's to look at some sentences here. English phrasal verbs matching game, and this is going to be available in the whole unit, which unit 3 of media, which is going to be ready at the end of September, hopefully. Let's go through each sentence then slowly. Tell me the best phrasal verb for each sentence. So, starting at the top, as we should. When this phone finally gives up the ghost, I'll probably what? To a better model. I'll probably trade up, says Susanna. Yeah, so when this phone gives up the ghost, that means it breaks down, completely breaks down, we can't use it again. It's a nice idiom. Something can give up the ghost, like the car maybe that you're driving. Hopefully not when you're driving it. Yeah. To the right, to the left, to the right. Okay, is it better, Nadia? I thought you could enlarge this page, but I don't see how we can do that. I don't see how to do that. Okay, so let's keep going now. Second one, the latest Samsung MP3 player, what? Within 8 hours of going on sale. So the latest Samsung MP3 player, blank. I should have a little bell or something for that, for the blank. So think about the form as well, paper. This, think about the form, what tense might be. Within 8 hours of going on sale. So Susanna's got it sold out. Sold out, and we don't need passive form. So if you're talking on the same day, if the time is the same, you could say has sold out. Yeah. Let's say you're standing there at the end of the day, and the time is not finished yet. You could use present perfect, of course. But it's not passive, Nadia, because it isn't sold out by somebody. It just sells out. It's active. Okay. So Nadia's saying about trade up as well. If someone trades up, they sell something such as a car or their house and buy a more expensive one. It's something to do with improving what you have. So yes, to trade, you could trade up a car or a house. But also we talk about it as in mobile phone, to trade up from this one to this one, to get a better one. Yeah. Okay. Third one. More than 4 million people regularly, what? The John Lee Breakfast Show. That's number three. More than 4 million people regularly blank the John Lee Breakfast Show. So Susanna's got to tune into. Okay, participate is not a phrasal verb, but we could say participate in, maybe as a phrasal verb, join in with. Okay. but usually radio show, like a breakfast show, we tune in, don't we? We tune into something. Yeah, tune into on the radio. Even radios sometimes are called tuners. For example, in a car radio might be called a tuner because we tune it. We tune into the channel. Yeah. And on TV as well, we do the same, don't we? Yeah. So it has to be tuned into something, or if it's on its own, tune in. Next one. I don't know why certain photographers have to blank these celebs. I don't know why certain photographers have to blank these celebs. What's missing phrasal verb? So go after, yeah, go after, chase them, pursue them. What kind of photographers do that? What's the name of that, those photographers? Think of the song, Paparazzi, yes. No, I'm not going to sing it now. No, later maybe. Paparazzi. Good. Okay. Yeah. So, let's keep going. I don't want to get distracted by Lady Gaga again. Next one. Sam's been blank Radio 2 for donkey's years now. Sam's been blank Radio 2 for donkey's years now. For donkey's years means for a long time. It's an idiom, it's slang. Sam's been tuned into, Susanna's saying, but we've already had this one. Can you see anything else? Can you see anything else? Sam's been something. Think about what form of the verb it might be. Radio 2, for a donkey's years now. Not for a long time, for many years. So, okay. Susanna's got it, but change the form so that it's the right tense. Sam's been what? We can't say Sam's been listened to. It's not possible in English. Anyone? So, listening to. To listen to something is phrasal verb. So, Sam's been listening to Radio 2 for donkey's years now. Radio 2 is the most popular radio station in the UK. It's a BBC one. And it really caters for everybody from 35 to maybe 60. It's a big demographic, wide demographic. It plays some good music, so it's pretty popular. Often my students in Poland will make the mistake of saying, for example, I listen radio. Yeah, I listen TV. I listen music. But it's phrasal verb, so we have to have the particle. I listen to. And then we need the article. Yeah, listen to the radio. Particle and article. That's how to remember. Just a rhyming thing. Yeah. Well, my interview was on the local radio, but it was BBC local radio and Radio Norfolk. I'm not allowed to share the audio with anybody. but if you come to my home, I will maybe play it to you. I will be allowed, I think. But I can't put it on the podcast because it's copyrighted. Copyright. Okay. But I'm not inviting you, anyone, but I think it's the only way that I would be able to share that. And so I won't. I'm not going to. Okay, next one. Can you something it something a bit, please? I can't hear myself think. Can you blank it blank a bit, please? I can't hear myself think. So, I'm distracted. So, can you, turn it down a bit? Turn it down. So, Susanna's got it. John, Nadia, can you turn it down a bit, please? Okay. Turn down the volume, or turn something down, so it's separable, isn't it? Turn something down. Okay, next one. So look at your phrasal verbs list, think about which one could fit in here. He blank the computer and waited for it to start up. He blank the computer and waited for it to start up. No? Sarah Moon sang turned on. Yeah, turned on. But that's fine, but we haven't got this option on the page. We've got switched. Yeah, switched on. Good. Switched on. Switched on the computer and waited for it to start up. We can't switch off and then wait for it to start up. So switched on. That's good. Yeah. It's the same, exactly the same meaning, turned on. So it's a synonym, but I've already used in this list turn up. So I thought I would have turn up and switch on. I didn't want to have two turns in the list. But turn on is the same. Turn on, turn off, switch on, switch off. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep going now. Next one. And start up, of course, it's phrasal verb on its own. So we've got another one there. So, next one. If you are the 55th lucky listener to blank, you will win an all-expenses-paid free trip to Florida. So, if you are the 55th lucky listener to blank something, you will win an all-expenses-paid free trip to Florida. Sarah Moon is saying join in. But is there a better... maybe a better one, better option here. Hello, Briar. Thanks for joining us. Don't worry if you're late. This is the worksheet that we're doing, if you want to get it. What do you think? If you're the 55th lucky listener to what? Listener. Think about who is the listener and what they're doing. What do listeners do in this sort of context? Media? No. We've drawn a blank here. So this is something you might hear on the radio and during a competition. Yeah, listener is somebody who listens to the radio. So Heber's got it, Susanna, to call in. Yeah, to call in. A synonym is also to phone in, but it's the same. We might use as well the same, another synonym, get through, to get through, on the phone to get through to the studio. Yeah, call in if you're the 55th lucky listener to call in, or to phone in, or to get through. Yeah. Good. What do we call somebody who watches TV? Not a listener, but audience. So that's a group of people, isn't it? So, but one person watching is a viewer. So we have listeners for TV and viewers. Sorry, listeners for radio and viewers for TV. Okay, good. Let's keep going. Next one. Could you blank a little, please? I want to see the rest of the picture. What's happening here? Could you blank a little, please? I want to see the rest of the picture. Could you... Zoom out, not zoom out, because we haven't this option on our list. It's only the phrasal verbs on the list that we're studying here. Scroll down, yes. So if the picture's too big, we need to scroll down. Yeah. Okay. You know, yeah, if you have zoomed in on the picture, you might want to zoom out and see the rest of the picture, but we haven't zoomed out. It isn't one of our 20 phrasal verbs, but it could work. Yeah, to see the rest of it. I see part of it. If I scroll down, I can see the rest. But not all of it, but the rest of it, yeah. Okay. Good. After the riots, the government blank a few of the opposition newspapers. After the riots, the government blank a few of the opposition newspapers. Riots, that is people in the street fighting against maybe the government. Rioting. Maybe rebels, yeah? Yeah? Maybe it's revolution. So, after the riots, the government, what? What do you think? What is the best one? Riots, not rights. That's something else. Not giveaway, no. And anyway, would need to be different form, I think. Hello, Akio. Thanks for joining us. So, this one, Akio, when I put the pointer, look. After the riots, the government blank a few of the opposition newspapers. Type in the box if you know it. Go after. But what form can you say, Susanna? After the riots. What time is it? Is it then past, present, future? Went after. So that's possible as well. Susanna's saying went after. Okay. But I was thinking more drastic measure. Something more draconian. Something that happens because government has the power to do this. Perhaps worse than to go after a newspaper, but actually not so that it doesn't exist anymore. What do you think? Not cut down, but it's actually, it rhymes with it. It rhymes. So look at the list of phrasal verbs and have a think. If you want to stop the newspaper, so shut down. Good. Sarah Moon's got it. Very good. Shut down. We can shut down a computer, right? But the government can shut down a newspaper. That is, close it. Close. So that it doesn't exist. Yeah. sometimes happens after riots and after unrest or civil disobedience. Yeah. Civil unrest, maybe we could say. Good. Next one. Follow us on Twitter to blank more about the government's new education policies. So sometimes government ministers now, certainly in my country, use Twitter to share the message of their department. Yes. Follow us on Twitter to blank more about the government's new education policies. Find out, Akio's written three times, he's so sure. But that's right. Good. Let me check the smileys here. Yes, first time we've got smileys. The first time for me in these lessons. Yeah, excellent. Excellent. I'll take any innovations are welcome. Next one, Claire blank on the photo to get a closer look at her mother's earrings. Claire blank on the photo, that's the clue, to get a closer look at her mother's earrings. Susanna's got it zoomed in on the photo, zoomed in. So we can zoom in and zoom out. Akil, you were right about find out. I put you the thumbs up sign. That means you're right. That means good and well done. Yeah. Zoom in on something, zoom out on something. Okay. Don't forget the extra preposition afterwards. Zoom in on. We can't zoom in the photo. I'm sorry. Lots to remember in English, isn't there? I've listened to this album a few times, but I just can't seem to blank it. What do you think? Akio's saying tune into. What else could... It's not tune into, because that's something to do with broadcast. Something like radio or TV that is broadcast, that is a signal. We tune into a signal. So, I've listened to this album a few times, I've been watching a TV show for a few weeks, but I just can't seem to... something. What do you think? Have a look on the page, that Phrasal Verbs page. Don't forget you can download it here or you can see it. Get into. I can't get into it. Good, Susanna. You know, I just can't get into it. I can't seem to like it. I want to like it, but I can't get into it. You know, maybe you bought an album and it was expensive, maybe 10 or 12 pounds. English pounds, but you listen a few times and you just don't like it. You can't get into it, and then it's a waste of money, isn't it? So that's a good one. If that's a new phrasal verb, write it down in your notebook or in your vocabulary book. Yeah. Next one is also to do with entertainment. I often buy box sets so that I can blank good TV shows that I've missed. So that I can... what? Blank good TV shows that I've missed. So, we've got 1, 2, 3. Catch up on. Good, catch up on. Catch up is when you are behind and you need to catch up. So, can be literally when you're walking or running, or can be with work, catch up with something, or catch up on something. Yes, you were right that Akhil, very good. Excellent. Good. Okay. Box sets. I often buy box sets, something that I do, because there isn't a lot to watch on TV here. So box sets mean I can choose what I watch, and I can watch just good quality stuff, something that I like. I've been watching box set recently. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Do you know this show? So it's a great show, it's a good comedy, but it's not on TV, it's not broadcast on my channels, so I have to catch up on it by DVD, by box set. But for a few pounds, maybe £7 or £8, you can watch the whole season, the whole series. So it's good value, really. Okay, let's keep going. Next one. Please blank to access your email account. Oh, nice and easy. You see this everywhere. Log in to your account. Log in. Don't forget extra preposition to. Log in to something. Sometimes we write it like this. Log in to. It depends what comes afterwards. For example, log into your account. But in the example sentence, it's log in to plus infinitive, to do something. Yeah? So log in to access. So it's slightly different. But usually I log into my Facebook account or Twitter or email. Or computer, even now I can't because I've got 1 week break, and already I'm getting stressed about it. What am I going to do? I don't know. Okay, next one quickly. Blank the page to read our exclusive interview with Charlize Theron. Turn over, so that's nice and easy. Turn over the page. You know the collocation. Turn over. Usually it's a page, isn't it, that we turn over. Collocation. Zoom in the page. We can't zoom in the page. Why would you zoom in the page? Because I zoom into a picture if I want to see a picture, but not to read something. So I maybe pick up the magazine, pick up and open it, turn over the page. You know, it's something we do with magazines, books. Okay. Next one. The TV show was blank tickets to an upcoming Justin Bieber concert. The TV show was blank tickets to an upcoming Justin Bieber concert. So not many left now. What do you think? Which one could it be? And what form? Think of the tense. We've got auxiliary verb. Look. Was. The TV show was sold out? No. No, the show wasn't sold out. The TV show was something, tickets. Not selling out. Giveaway, but what form? Think about it, it's auxiliary verb here, was. And Susanna's got it. Fernanda, giving away. Nadia's got it. Was giving away tickets. Good. Giving away. That's what they do. They get some free tickets and they use them for promotion and they give them away. Everybody's happy. They're promoting the concert and the fans are happy because they've got free tickets. it works for everybody. Okay. Next one. Three left now. Three more left. Lisa was trying to blank the amount of telly she watched because so much of it was just a load of old rubbish. Lisa was trying to blank the amount of telly she watched. So you have to use the full phrasal verb, Sarah Moon. If it's got three words, like here, cut down on, you need to use all three words. You can't just choose which ones you want. If it's a fixed phrase, like a phrasal verb, or idiom as well, you have to use the everything that's there. So, Lisa was trying to cut down on the amount. Cut down on the amount of telly she watched. Okay? Good. We might sometimes say cut down the amount of telly, but I think it, you hear that, but it's maybe slangy, and so better to use the full phrasal verb here, cut down on. It sounds better. Do you ever use this phrase? It's a load of old rubbish. Load of old rubbish. This program, or this show, this album, this CD, not very good. Telly is television, good, Sarah Moon, thanks. Yeah, telly. Telly is normal, informal word for TV. Load of old rubbish, just rubbish, absolute rubbish. It's a polite way of saying it's not good. Impolite or offensive, we could say a lot of other words, like, you know what I mean? Yes. But we can't offend anybody by saying it's a load of old rubbish, and it gets the meaning across. But I'm not going to use the other words in the class, because I think there's no need. So Fernando's saying telly is used in American, British, or both. Okay, good. I can only speak from British English. But telly, or we talk about the box. Do you remember the slang we had? The goggle box, sometimes we call it. Now it's not so much a box. It's like a panel shape, isn't it? The flat TVs. But certainly when I was a child, a TV was a box, absolutely like a cardboard box shape. Yeah. Two more then. When I finish reading my paper, I usually blank it blank. When I finish reading my paper, I usually blank it blank. So throw it away. Akio's saying give it away. That's fine. That's possible. We've already used it, but yeah, give it away, give it to someone else to read, throw it away, or maybe recycle it. Yeah, it's not a phrasal verb though. Be eco-friendly, says Akio. Yes, good idea. Give it away to someone else, leave it on the bus for somebody, if you're reading on the bus. And last one, the girls blank with the telethon by donating money online. The girls blank with the telethon by donating money online. Mm-hmm. We've only got one left, so if you've been following this, you should know straight away. Telethon is a long program on TV when people ask for money for charity. It's not Trade Up, which we've had that one already. Any ideas? And what form could you use? No, So have a look again. It's when you participate, it's when you do something together with other people, and you feel like together, part of a community, everybody working together. So Sarah Moon's got join in, but what form would you say, Sarah Moon? Because that's infinitive form. But this is, when is this happening? Is it past, present, or future, or what? What is it? What's happening? So the girls have joined in, said Nadia. Yeah, the girls joined in. It depends what time it is. Heber saying, are joining in, if it's now, at the moment. Good. And of course, have joined in, it's probably on the same day, talking about it. Joined in, it's in the past, finished time. Good. Okay, so let's put the links here again. If you want to use this material in school or with your class, or just have another look at it, then here you are. The way to use it is to, how I do it, is to have all the little phrasal verb cards on one side, cut out, just the white cards, and then mix them up with the these cards, and then the students just match together. Yeah, so it's a straightforward lesson. But it can bring out some discussion. Also, you could think about your own sentences with the phrasal verbs. You could think about making a dialogue, which linking together phrasal verbs. Each sentence has one. You know, that could be fun. Fun challenge. Lots of things to do with phrasal verbs, isn't there? Good, thanks Achilles, giving me all the smileys now. Yeah, after a whole summer without smileys, then we've got, now we've got a feast of smileys. From famine to feast. Yeah, good. I'm going to go and wash up now, do the washing up. And then I hope, try not to listen to the radio while I'm doing it. I don't know what I'm going to do without the media for 7 days. I'm nervous about it now. But come back next week and see how I get on. And if you want to do similar, then you can email me, contact me. Because I don't count the email as part of the media. I'm still going to be checking my email, but things like Facebook, radio, TV. Catch up on and catch up with. Yeah, it's pretty similar meaning, Susanna, and so it's just your choice really which you want to use. I can say I'm going to catch up on some ironing, or catch up with some ironing. But when for example you are chasing somebody or pursuing them, you would catch up with them, with somebody. So maybe that's the difference. Catch up with somebody, but catch up on something, or catch up with something. I wouldn't say catch up on somebody. So hard, isn't it? It's so hard, English. I'm sorry about that. You know, I've got this little book that is Oxford Phrasal Verbs, and I recommend it. This is my reference because I need to check all of this information. Even today, last night I was checking, should it be tune in or tune into? And here it's got it tells you. Here it tells you. Oh, you've got this book. So, looks like there's a slight difference in catch up on or catch up with. Yeah, it's here, catch up with somebody. Maybe catch up on is more slang type of thing. I was checking that all the time. I'm checking everything. Yeah, of course. I'm not just throwing this out from my brain. I have to check it, make sure it's right, make sure it's accurate and good information, because I can't just claim to be authority on everything, you know, on this language, because I'm not, absolutely not. Yeah, of course you have to. How can you copy the materials? Download these worksheets from Scribd, and then you can copy them, photocopy them. Don't forget you can watch this lesson again. Yeah. This was Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary, a little book, but very useful. Of course I need to check as well, because I know a lot of the use of how to use these words, but some of it you just think, what is the correct form? I was checking as well, log in, is it log in, log into, or three words, log into, what is the correct way? And somebody knows, and that is the person who wrote the Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary. So that's just reference, and we all teachers need to use reference books, check the materials. Check your materials. Yeah. So Fernando's got it as well. We need the reference book. I've got the same for idioms as well, and I've got another dictionary of slang. And we need these sort of things. Good. So see you next week on Saturday, if I'm still alive after avoiding the media, trying to avoid it for 7 days. I will report back to you and tell you how it went, okay? And we'll study a bit, like from the question, what is media? And we'll study this more detail next week, okay?
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.